Harley Hitch and the Iron Forest. Written by Vashti Harley and read by Kieran Sword. Harley ran up the lane towards Cogworks, puffing like the Inventia Express. The school was located at the top of a hill, which was not a good thing when you were late. Sprocket, her robot dog, zoomed ahead. He was twice as fast as her, having been fitted with turbo legs only a month ago.
"Wait for me," she called.
He stopped and tilted his head, as though to say, "Is everything all right?" She'd been hoping to get a turbocharged boost to school this term by putting wheels on her boots and attaching a lead to Sprocket, but the first time she had tried it, the little robot's circuits overloaded and sparks flew. She'd mended his legs, but didn't want to risk damaging him again. Harley glanced up at Cogworks. The morning sun glinted on the twisting steel pipes, the great domed roof and tall, layered towers of the classroom and laboratory block. The enormous cog clock above the entrance read 9:01. She would just make it. As she ran, Fenelda Spigot's familiar, smug pose, silhouetted in one of the windows, caught her attention, hands on hips and sharply cut, bobbed hair. Harley grimaced and charged onwards, hoping Fenelda hadn't spotted her. But as she approached the school gates, a loud roar erupted behind her, along with the frantic honk of a horn. Just in time, Harley looked over her shoulder to see a shiny silver transporter heading straight towards her.
"Out of the way!"
someone called from inside the vehicle. Harley had no choice but to leap into the bank of thistles at the side of the lane. The transporter whooshed past, spraying dirt as it made its way through the gates into the Cogworks grounds. Harley groaned. The driver had clearly seen her, yet had expected her to jump out of the way. Now, not only was she late, she was also covered in dirt. Her temper began rolling like a small thunderstorm in her chest. This wasn't a good start to the day. Sprocket bounded back towards her and licked her cheek with his cold metal tongue.
"I'm fine, thank you," she said to him as she rolled back onto her knees.
She looked towards the transporter and would have paused to admire the sleek metal body and chrome wheels if she hadn't been so cross at being forced off the road.
"Hey, you need to be more careful!"
With a backfire chug, the transporter sped down the other side of the hill, having deposited a boy on the school steps. The clock began to chime 9. Sprocket whined sadly, and Harley patted him on the nose.
"I know, late again."
She stood up and brushed herself down.
"You'd better head home. I'll see you after school."
A mechanical voice sounded as she passed the school gates.
9:02. Late attendance will not be tolerated."
Harley stopped and looked back as the gatekeeper robot, Primbot, stepped from behind one of the pillars, wagging a metal finger at her.